Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, can we acknowledge that he's here by lifting up our hands in a moment of surrender to God? We give up our own will to submit to the will of the Father. We're submitted. not just a song, but a posture. I surrender. I say yes. We are not to run.
Sometimes we just have to surrender. Sometimes we just have to surrender all unto the Lord. And it's a time to surrender. And when we surrender, we can't go back. So tell the Lord, I won't go back.
Yeah. when we get to that point where we can just say, I'll never go back. I won't go back to the way I used to be. The enemy is always trying to get God's people to go back. So we get into a place of worship, a place of praises, so we can begin to tap in to what God is doing. We're going to tell you to just hold on and withhold nothing.
imagine how that sounds to the Father when we say to him, all I want is you. We live in a nation that seems to want to turn its back on God, but there's a people who are crying out and saying, all I want, I'm not after the blessings, I'm not after the things, I'm after the presence of God. All I want. Because when you get God, you get everything else that you need. All I want is you, Lord. You can seek after things but miss God. But if you seek after God, the things will come. All I want. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty. I'm desperate for you, oh Lord. I can live one day without your presence. All I want is you, Lord. Every encounter changes me. Every encounter changes me. All I want. Every encounter with God changes me.
Just begin to tell the Lord yes. Tell him yes, Lord, yes. I'm not going to worry about the situation. Just let, yes, Lord. Just let it be, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes. And that is what the Lord is saying tonight. Just say yes. I'm withholding nothing. And I give it all to you, Lord.
We say yes.
Say yes to the Father. Ask him to just hold you in his arms. Ask him to lead, guide, and direct you. And he will.
Many times we struggle and we labor to try to find that sense of peace, that sense of security. But we already heard his word. He's already invited us. Some of you, you've been longing to experience the presence of God. You've been longing to have an encounter with God. But if you would, just in this moment, lift your hands one more time. I want you to know that our Father is here. He knows everything. There's nothing that happens in your world that catches him by surprise. He sees every tear. He sees every night up worrying, pacing the floor, crying out to him for his presence. Some of you just want him, just show me that you're real. I need you. But I want you to know that your Father is here to embrace you in this moment, to take away every fear and every concern. All you have to do is ask him. Wrap me in your talk to your Father.
There's no place like being in the arms of the Lord. There's no better place to be kept by Him. For He's the keeper of our souls. I want to encourage you tonight to get into a place of worship, a place of praise during the course of your day, especially during this month of consecration. Again, knowing that He is God and He is God alone. He doesn't need any help. God can do this thing all by Himself. Just begin to shake off everything that have held you bound and think about God sitting on the throne and being God all alone. He's God all by Himself. And isn't that powerful? He is unchangeable. The weather might change, people might change, situations might change, but God is unchangeable. And knowing that he will not change, keep that in your spirit when you're going through something, that God is not going to leave you nor forsake you. He's not going to change. He watched over his word to perform it. He's making sure that his word will not fail. So I want to encourage you to just keep your mind on him. And there is nothing wrong with keeping your mind stayed on him through the tough times, through the hard times, through situations. Just tell the enemy. So just keep talking to him. Keep worshiping him. Keep praising him. Keep telling the Lord, I got my mind stayed on you. And I'll tell you, God is a on-time God. He's never late. He's never too early. He's always right on time. So keep your mind on him so that you can hear his voice when he speaks. You'll be able to say, God said it. And because he doesn't change and he is a keeper of his word, you can lean and depend on him. And I'll tell you, sometime we can just be speechless.
Oh,
nothing wrong with getting into a place of worship on a Saturday evening right before you prepare for morning worship tomorrow. When you go into the building, when you go into the house of worship, go in dancing for the Lord. Enter into his house with praises. Just enter in with thanksgiving. Start something in the house. Let be contagious. Let somebody see you coming in dancing and worshiping. Have your soul and spirit overflowing with the presence of the Lord. We wanted to sow a seed of worship into the atmosphere tonight. And we encourage you to know that God is with you. God is going to do it. Keep trusting. Keep leaning. Keep depending on him. Keep believing. Don't doubt. Because God is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can think or ask, according to the power that worketh within us. There's some power in your belly. There's some power that's going on inside of you. And God want to get it up and out. So go into the house of worship with a praise on your lip. Go in there dancing tomorrow. Let the world see, those that don't know Christ, let them see the joy of the Lord. Let the church know that he is your strength. And when we get into a place of worship, I'm telling you, the enemy will flee every single time because God is worthy. We're going to play just two more songs, but I want to play Worthy, Worthy is the Lamb. He's worthy.
Thank you for the cross.
high and lifted up. Worthy, 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 worthy is the Lamb. He's worthy of our praises. He's worthy. God is worthy. He's worthy. So when you go in tomorrow with your praise on, prepared to set an atmosphere in the ministry, to assist in the flow for the minute for the pastor, you be an asset and go in with your worship. And we're going to close out tonight. We're going to go back to, I know what prayer can do. So just keep praying. Keep believing. Don't doubt. And you're going to see things begin to happen. So don't stop praying. I decided to go way back.
Down.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Don't stop until your blessing comes. Don't stop praying. Don't stop praising. Don't stop worshiping until your blessing comes. Stay on your knees because God's going to do it. Don't quit. Keep going. Keep praying. Keep encouraging. And stay in expectation. Amen. Glory to God. We want to just say glory to God. We want to give him a hand clap of praise. We want to give the Father a hand clap of praise. Yes, we say hallelujah and give him some praises tonight. Well, again, that's going to conclude our worship that we went forth in tonight. And we want to thank everyone for just taking time out and praising God. You know, take 20, 30 minutes a day at least and get into a place of worship, a place of praise, a place to just be in God's presence so that you may hear his voice. And a stranger you will not follow. We will be on the line tomorrow with our Super Sundays. For every Sunday in the month of October, we're on the line. Kingdom Builders, Kingdom Daughters will be here tomorrow at 7 o'clock Central Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Time. And we'll be teaching, embracing the prophetic, embracing learning how to hear God's voice, knowing how to speak the voice of God. So we're going to be tuning in tomorrow, same time, same place. Again, I want to thank you. I pray you have a supernatural blessed night tonight, sweet dreams, because the Lord said that sweet sleep is our portion. Pray that over you right now in the name of Jesus. And again, we thank you. Stay encouraged and stay connected to the Father. Again, for those that want to listen to a 10-minute teaching, well, we'll be playing that when the line ends. So for those that would like to stay to hear the teaching on, should I continue in sin that God's grace abound? God bless everyone. And we will be playing the recording.
Now, to finish comment on your part, Brother Errol, where we're talking about the power that's working on the inside of you, and that's through the Holy Ghost. Romans, the 6th chapter, verse number 3 says, "Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him like by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in the newness of life." Mm-hmm. When Jesus died, and we find this in the next scriptures coming on, Jesus died unto sin one time. Mm-hmm. He didn't have to go back and die again. Looking at that, the Bible says when we were baptized into Jesus Christ, when we are baptized under a repentant heart for the remission of our sins, that word remission, we have to look at that and take it exactly what it is. It's for the forgiveness and release from our sins.
Yes.
That's what remission is. We are forgiven and we're released from it. It's up to us if we continue to let it have a hold on us. But God has done his part in forgiving us and releasing us from it. And if we are baptized into Jesus Christ and his death, that means that sin cannot rule in your life.
Okay.
It does not have to. The next verse says, "For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall also be in the likeness of his resurrection."
Yes, sir.
There is no sin in this newness of life.
That's right.
When Jesus died and rose again, he didn't rise with the sins that he took to the grave.
That's right.
He rose, and those sins stayed covered.
Yes. Right.
Those sins stayed covered with that death sickness. Mm-hmm. And he took power over that death sickness. And he took power from death and hell to be able to free us from sin.
Yes.
That's why we trust him so much.
Mm-hmm.
The next verse says, "Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin.
That's right.
We should not serve sin.
We should.
But for the one that tells you it's inevitable, you're going to fall.
You're going to fall.
You don't have to.
Thank you.
We have to look at the scripture.
Thank you,
the scripture
Jesus.
Itself tells us,
yes.
Because that's what we're going to be judged by, God's word.
All right.
The scripture itself tells us we should not serve sin.
Hallelujah.
You are serving whatever you yield yourself to. If you yield yourself to the Spirit, you're going to serve the Spirit of God. Because the more you do to, amen, get closer to God, to draw closer to God, the more that the devil is going to come at you and against you. But God is giving you strength as you draw closer to him. Because you have to look at it. The scripture says, for God so loved the world, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Now, if we look at that, the Bible says that sin cannot enter into heaven. Why believe the falseness that you're going to sin? That it's inevitable. Sin can't enter into heaven. Why would God put this redemptive plan here for us and then tell us it's okay?
Yeah.
You got to sin.
What's the purpose?
God won't do that.
All right. Amen.
That's not the God that we serve.
That's right.
That's not the God that, amen, authorized this whole Bible.
That's right.
That's not the God that we serve. But mankind has made a way for himself through different false teachers and prophets and preachers or what have you. They have made a way for themselves to be able to be free in sin.
Mm-hmm.
And that's believing that you have to.
You're right.
We don't fall down and get up.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what a saint is.
All right.
A saint is not just a sinner mm-hmm. who falls down and gets up.
Thank you.
We have been redeemed
mm-hmm.
by the blood of the Lamb. There is no other person in this world that could have done it. And we look at the blood of the Lamb. This is Jesus Christ, our Savior. You have to think about it. In the Garden of Gethsemane, it says that his blood were as his sweat was as great drops of blood. He was in agony because he realized he had to take on this sin nature for us. Why would he take on that sin nature for us and then allow us to go back into that sin nature every so often? That it doesn't work that way.
Amen. Yeah, so beautifully stated there. That how and we must realize that God has called us out of sin and away from sin. Now, in the event that we do commit a sin, the Lord is merciful to forgive us our sins. So we can't at the same time develop a complex. If you have fallen, if you have committed a gross sin or a light sin, I don't know where we get that from, where there's little bitty sins and then there's big sins.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you've committed a sin and you're repentant of that, you're sorry for that, the psalmist says, Psalm 130, verse 4, but there is forgiveness with thee that thou mayest be feared. So having forgiven us our sins, released us in by remission from our sins, the power over sin, the power of sin, inasmuch as God has set us free from the power of sin and the penalty of sin, we are not to continue in sin, but to walk upright before the Lord. In the fear of the Lord, if he forgives us for our sin, then we need to love him and appreciate him for doing that and then walk free from sin, overcoming sin by the power of the Holy Ghost that lives and dwells within us. Micah says that passage of scripture in Micah chapter 7 and verse 18, who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by transgression of the remnant of his heritage? So God is a loving God.
Yes.
God is a merciful God. But we don't want to trample on that love and that mercy, because if grace be grace, then there is grace for the sin you commit.
Yes.
But you don't trample on that grace and just sin.
Continue in sin
so that you can get more grace. Mm-hmm. Continue in sin and get more grace. God forbid.
Yes.
So the redemptive plan of God is that we walk free and clear from sin. The Ephesians chapter 5, Paul talks about there, Deacon, you wanted to bring that scripture in from Jude.
Yes, sir.
You go ahead and, all right, in Jude, this is I call it an anchor verse. You want something to keep yourself encouraged? This is what Jude, there's only one chapter, verse 24. This is what it reads, Jude verse 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. That's the word.
Yes.
Period.
Yes.
Is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God our Savior be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen.
Keep you from falling.
Keep me from falling.
This is what God came to do, is to keep, to save us from sin and to keep us out of sin. He is that, according to him, that is able. He's able.
Yes, he is.
He's able. We lean on him. We count on him. We look to him. He's able. Another passage, companion passage, in Ephesians chapter 5, I have to go to verse 25 to bring it down. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify it and cleanse it with the washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. This is the work the Lord is doing in us, to get out all of these spots, these blemishes, these shortcomings, to get this out of us, so that he may be able to present his bride to himself, a glorious bride.
Chaste virgin.
A chaste virgin. This is what he's doing for us. See the and so we look to him and we rely on him for, again, Paul speaks in Titus chapter 2 and verse 11, for the grace of God to save us from our sin, bringeth salvation, hath appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world.
Amen. Now, we thought we'd wrap it in three parts. We got to go to four.
Amen.
Stay tuned.
My nerves are in a little bit.
Amen. Stay tuned. God bless everyone. And just in closing, say, I won't go back.
Presence of the Lord, I've been
free,
delivered,
and
in your presence, Lord,
I've found joy,
free,
grace,
and favor.
I've been changed.
Amen. God bless everyone. Let that song marinate in your spirit. Have a blessed evening. And we'll see you on tomorrow at 7 p.m. We will be here on the line with the word.